Alex Marlowe, Fight Cancel Culture by Living Boldly, Loudly, Leaving Nothing on the Field. By Robert Krajicek on July 19, 2021. Breitbart News editor and chef Alex Marlowe urged young conservatives to combat cancel culture with courage during a speech at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit on Sunday in Tampa, Florida. "The only way I believe you can live in this modern cancel culture era is living boldly, living loudly, leaving nothing on the field when you go to battle," Marlowe said. "Taking risks can yield the rewards of victory," he added. Andrew Breitbart's legacy through his namesake news media outlet is helping restore conservatism, Marlowe asserted. He noted today's conservatives are broadly aligned on issues related to border security and immigration, renewing national sovereignty, skepticism of big tech, and awareness of the threat China poses. "Even though these risks were massive, this was a righteous path. But it wasn't just a righteous path, it was also an effective path," he remarked. "Look at the state of the conservative movement today. They're almost in lockstep on the values that Breitbart's been talking about for the better part of a decade. Everyone's for a strong border, now. Everyone's anti-globalism, now. Anti-elitism, anti-corporatism. Anti-Chinese Communist Party, deeply skeptical of the tech oligarchy. Pro-rugged individualism, and best of all, we all believe the fake news is the enemy of the people, okay? Politics is not a spectator sport," Marlowe held, adding that the establishment and institutional left do not operate in good faith. "It's not just that they're biased, it's that they are trying to destroy you," he warned. "This is a lesson that Andrew Breitbart got from Rush Limbaugh, passed it on to me, and showed me and others. They're not trying to negotiate. They are not trying to convince you or win you over. They're not trying to compromise with you." He continued, "They're not trying to have a civil discussion with you. The left is trying to destroy you. So, Andrew gave us the tactics to fight back, but the first one is you must join this culture war, right now. If you're sitting at home, if you're on the fence, we need you. Enlist right now. You have to be a part of it." Conservatives should familiarize themselves with America's founding documents and the Bible to improve their polemics, Marlowe advised. He also asked them to patronize businesses sharing America First, conservative, and Judeo-Christian values. "You should be volunteering for causes that you believe in, and you should be growing your leadership skills when the opportunities present themselves," he shared. "This is how you build strong communities and build strong families. And most importantly, and this is my favorite recommendation of them all, never miss an opportunity to own the libs. Please never, never." Marlowe concluded by noting that the future is unwritten and shaped by individual agency, adding that conservatives should be happy warriors for their cause in the vein of Andrew Breitbart. "If Donald Trump and his team are correct, and the best for this nation is yet to come, it's going to take all of you," he assessed. "This is a huge battle, and the left is deeply engaged on it. It's going to take all of you to fight like Andrew Breitbart, fighting for freedom with all you have and enjoying yourself every step of the way."